WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of inspiration for building a truly incredible partnership. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, practicing forgiveness and self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the fluffy stuff, trust me on this one. Forgiveness, both of others and of ourselves, is like magic for our relationships. It's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about breaking free from the weight of resentment and opening up space for love and healing to flow. Let's get real for a second. Ever held onto a grudge? You know that feeling, right? Like a bitter taste in your mouth and not in your stomach? It's exhausting. And honestly, it just keeps us stuck in the past, preventing us from fully experiencing joy and connection in the present. Holding on to anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us way more than them. So how do we navigate this tricky terrain? It's all about taking responsibility for our own emotions, understanding that forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves, not necessarily the other person. Sometimes it takes time, sometimes weeks, months, even years. There's no magic timeline. It's a process, and it requires patience, self-compassion, and a whole lot of love for ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Recognize the power of forgiveness. Holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to release the grip those negative emotions have on your heart and mind. It's about setting yourself free. 2. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Remember, you are human. You make mistakes. Everyone does. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. 3. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't suppress your anger or hurt. Acknowledge them. Bottling things up will only create more pressure. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, but don't let them control you. Journaling can be incredibly helpful in processing these complex feelings. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. Practice mindfulness and bring your attention to the present moment. Notice the beauty around you. Appreciate the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones, a sunny day. 5. Seek support if needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide valuable support and guidance. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and help you gain new perspectives. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates all of this. Picture this. You're in a relationship with someone amazing, but they accidentally hurt your feelings. Maybe they said something thoughtless or they forgot an important date. In that moment, it's natural to feel hurt and even angry. But here's where the magic happens. If you can practice forgiveness, even for small things, it builds trust and strengthens your bond. Instead of letting anger fester, have a conversation with your partner, express how their actions made you feel, and listen to their perspective. Most importantly, remember to forgive them, and most importantly, yourself. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to help you navigate forgiveness and self-compassion. Remember, this isn't about letting go of your boundaries or tolerating hurtful behavior. It's about choosing love over resentment, healing old wounds, and creating space for joy and connection in your relationships. I hope these insights resonate with you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, forgiveness is a superpower. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful. And if you have any stories or insights about practicing forgiveness, drop them in the comments below. I love hearing from all of you. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.